B-Pod Studios.
Robert Conrad, the iconic and ruggedly handsome actor who starred in the 1960 TV shows Hawaiian Eye and the Wild Wild West, has died at the age of 84. Family spokesperson Jeff Ballard says the beloved actor died of heart failure in Malibu, California, saying he lived a wonderfully long life, and while the family is saddened by his passing, he will live forever in their hearts.
It's my pleasure to have Robert Conrad on the phone. And you, of course, are talking to us from high in the Sierra Mountains?
Hey, you know, I'm talking to you. The elevation right here, the actual elevation from where I am is 8,100 feet.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's real nice.
I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing the Dardanelle Mountains. And there's probably on the ground about 25 feet on the ground. We had 47 feet this year.
Wow.
Measured, yeah. We got about 25 left.
Now, what? You're an avid skier. You love to hit the slopes. You wouldn't live there if you didn't.
No, I actually didn't come here for the slopes. I came here to get out of Hollyweird, you know, all those weirdos over there. So, in any event, I came here to get away from Hollywood, but be close enough so if I got a job, I could get back down there and kiss the ring, you know.
Yeah. But Robert, aren't all the Hollywood weirdos moving out in that area?
No, they're in Aspen.
Oh, all right, so far enough away for you.
That's where they like to gather and look at each other and wait in line in the restaurants. But in any event, I came here to, you know, just because it's such a beautiful, I'm from a city, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
In any event, it's just great here. But then my two little girls decided they wanted to try ski racing. And that's when I got involved in it. Anyway, my aunt lived in Naples. She's subsequently passed on, but she lived in Naples, and I tried to talk my wife into moving to Sarasota.
Oh, sure, right up the street from us.
Right up, yeah, by Tampa.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get it done because of the ski racing. They train, you know, about 9 months a year.
Hey, settle something for me because, yeah. and I want to get your opinion on this, is I guess next month they're going to start shooting the movie Wild Wild West, and I'm reading various press releases from this thing. You were approached a long time ago to play a role in the movie, and you turned it down right off the bat. You said, no, not until this script improves a little bit. And then I'm reading reports and some of the stuff I got that you're going to be in the movie.
No.
I've got it.
You're not going to be in the movie.
You're not. You have nothing to do with the movie.
No, I have nothing to do with the movie. The movie is supposed to start sometime in May. It's been postponed for a variety of reasons. But I met with John Peters. He's the executive producer. And I met with Barry Sonnenfeld. And nothing really came out of those meetings. Now, I haven't closed the door on the Peters meeting until I speak to him. But if I don't hear from him by the end of the week, I'll just assume that that we don't have anything more to talk about, and then I'm going to do an interview that I've been postponing for the Internet. I've been postponing it for months. I didn't care for the script, and Barry Sonnenfeld made a remark to me that didn't set well with me. He told me he wanted to do something, I'm paraphrasing it, to make it his film. And I thought, well, then you better change your name to Mike Garrison, because he's the guy who created it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's that Hollywood arrogance. I mean, the show's been around for 104 episodes, and then some director who's 40-something comes in and says he wants to do something to make it his film.
Oh, is
that
reason?
Zach, get a life. I'll make it your film.
You got to tell me, though, from what I was reading, and I don't remember this because I was rather young, but I still remember watching the show until my parents told me to leave the room that it was too violent.
Yeah.
But that was the reason why it was taken off the network. That show was a hit, but used as an example because of violence on TV.
Yeah, well, that was Senator Pastore, who's a Republican on Rhode Island, that was the initial push back in the quieter days, and it was canceled with a 33 share. I mean, Seinfeld doesn't get a 33
yeah.
share today. But anyway, it was canceled for alleged television violence. And then they said it wouldn't work in a adult time period, and they put it on Sunday in the old, Saturday in the old Carol Burnett time period, and it was the number one show in the country, and it's been syndicated now for 36 years.
Yeah,
it's a show that won't go away. I mean, I've had
true.
A life since then. I've made 1,000 hours of film since Wild West, but it's just for whatever reason. And now the casting of Will Smith as me has even stimulated more controversy.
What do you think about that, though? I
think Will's got big ears. I mean, he should probably... Will should play Clark Gable. Well, look at him. I mean, you guys have seen...
Yeah.
I didn't see Independence Day, but I did see Men in Black.
Yeah.
Will's got big ears, man. You know, and I watched a couple of those Bel Air things.
Yeah.
And the guy, dude's got big ears. You ought to play cable. You know, and I haven't told him that yet, but I will.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you're never a man to mince words. You'll come right out and tell somebody something.
Well, but he does, guys. Let's face it. The man's got big ears. You know who turned this down?
Who?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't
In any
know.
Event.
I'll Clooney did, the, didn't he?
The first choice was Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
He turned it down.
And I thought George Clooney was involved in this thing.
Oh, I sent him a nasty message the other day. I had to use an expletive to a message I sent George. He's not as cute as I thought he was. But in any event, first it was Mel Gibson. I love Braveheart, one of my favorite movies. But he was too old, and I knew he wasn't going to do his own stunts. That I knew. And then it was Tom Cruise, and he turned it down. And then it was... Then it was this kid who looks like James Dean somewhat, but he doesn't mumble.
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
All right.
And Brad Pitt turned it down. So, you know, there just wasn't anybody out there. And then Will Smith did this Men in Black with Barry Sonnenfeld, who directed it. And the two of them got together and said, yeah, let's do it. So to Smith's credit, at least he stepped up to the role as opposed to all those other guys passing. This could be tough because I did my own stunts. I went into the Hall of Fame because of it.
You almost killed yourself doing a stunt.
I almost died in 68.
Yeah, weren't you? It was in Europe?
No.
Where
was
this?
72 when I was. I've been in the intensive care twice. My obituary was written in 68, but unfortunately I didn't die. And I mean, fortunately, because if I had, my obituary was only about three paragraphs. I would be very depressed. who isn't in America I would have appeared in? But anyway, my bit was written in 68 and then in 72.
Wow. You're still in pretty good shape, too, now, aren't you? The guy that told us for years to knock the battery off his shoulder is still in tip-top shape.
But, you know, I have those commercials. They were sent to me because they're on Nick at Night.
Yeah, TV Land.
They're on that channel.
TV Land.
TV Land, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to get my permission to use them. And so I said, well, send them to me. Let me see what I did before I give you permission to use them. And I never said that. What I said is, I dare you. I dare you to call it regular. And I took my left thumb and pointed it to my left shoulder. And all you guys in the country that were insecure about your maleness said, I'll knock that battery off your shoulder. I never asked you to. I said, I dare you to call it regular. And all you had to do is come up to me and say, regular. And you know what I would have said? Okay, let's have a beer.
Oh, that's funny. But it was glued to your shoulder, right?
No, there was a magnet on there. And I used to wear it to bed at night, you know, walking around saying, hey, what do you think, honey, about this? When I first got that commercial, I laughed. I knew it was a put-on. I said to my wife, you know, honey, someone has gone to, you know, great lengths here to do this to me. And I found out it wasn't a put-on. Someone actually thought, and being an average man, maybe shorter than average, I'm 5'8", and I weigh out about, in Wild West, I weighed 65. Right now, I'm weighing about 78.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not your average size, maybe a little shorter than average. I mean, I can't, no one's drafting me to play in the NBA. So I thought it would be funny if an average guy did it, you know, instead of like a Hulk Hogan. And all these guys would get a couple cocktails. I didn't knock their battery off your shoulder. And when they woke up, I had a lawsuit. Matter of fact, I had one down in Tampa.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You know, I'd be remiss. Haney is probably chomping at the bit right now to ask you a question about Baa Baa Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Great show.
I thought it was.
I had
a wonderful time. They're having the last reunion for the actual VMF-14. That's the fighter squadron that Colonel Boyington commanded. And they've asked me, and they've honored me by asking me if I'll be the spokesperson for the last their last reunion, the actual VMF-214 who flew those missions in the Second World War. So I'm doing it this summer. And the guy called me and invited me, and he asked me a peculiar question. He said, "Well, what's your fee?" I said, "Can you come up with a room? I mean, you're going to have me in the presence of the actual fighter pilot, and I'm going to charge you a fee? Yeah, right, sure."
Well, didn't you get to know Pappy Boyington pretty well?
I was the colonel's aide-de-camp. I was his man. I was the second in command. I'm the guy at the American Day Parade. There were 600,000 people there, and Boyington and I were both in a Jeep. He was on the right side. I was on the left side. And with every Marine, even though they they knew of his exploits if they didn't know who he was. I mean, he was the Marine's Marine for those that had somewhat of a rebel problem. And in any event, my job was to hold the colonel up because he was drunk about 9:30 in the morning. And my right hand was holding him up, and I was saying, wait, sir, will you wait?
You know, a guy we had on the show a few months back, Red West, who was with you on that show.
Yeah, right.
One of Elvis' Memphis Mafias, but he just has awfully good, fond memories of that show.
Well, he should have. The show was very good to him. It was a great role for Red, and it took him out of bodyguarding, which he did with Presley, and aide-de-camp to Presley, and put him, you know, as a legitimate actor.
Did you get to do any time in a Corsair?
No. I did time in SNJ. I did no Corsair time, and I flew for 20 years. I'm instrument rated, and I started flying as an extension of the role. When I did Wild West, it required a guy who would, you know, do his own stunts, so I did my own stunts. When I was doing Boeington, I said, you know, this is tough for me. I don't get it. I don't understand what being a Top Gun is. I don't understand what this is all about. So the next thing they knew, an airplane was arriving in the morning instead of a car, and it was me. And I soloed out there, and my logbook was signed by Pappy Boynton when I had my first solo. And you know what I did with it? Interestingly enough, Chuck Norris has a charity, a DARE program, and he invited me last year, and I went. And I took that logbook, and I auctioned it off for his charity, and it got a lot of dough.
I bet it did.
Well, it was Colonel Boynton signing off on my solo, so it was pretty unique.
Robert, I want to thank you so much for coming on and spending a little time with us.
I want to thank you, and, you know, I only called you because I know how powerful you guys are.
Does this mean we can call you Duke?
Hey, anything you like. My attorney's down there, too, Frank.
Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Damn it.
Hi, everybody.
Why do you do that to me right before we go on
Stan
the air?
Stan and Haney.
You wanted the truth.
I did, and I got the truth. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show. You heard it right there. Our interview that we did, I don't want to tell you how long ago that interview was. That was 22 years ago. That we talked to Robert Conrad, one of the nicest guys we ever had a chance to have on the
show. Well, if you're on
his
good side.
Yeah. And the thing is, he passed away this weekend, and he had been paralyzed on one side of his body for the better part of probably 15 years, and had severe injuries because he
How old was he?
He was in his 80s. When we had him on, he was in, I think, his early 60s or late 50s.
Yeah, no, I mean now.
But he was 82, I think. A little bit older. 1935, whenever that is. Yeah. 85 or something. At any rate, he was involved in a drunken driving accident. He was the person that was drunk.
Well, he also didn't take crap.
And he last year's of his life, he was permanently injured. But when he was at his best, he was such a great guy and so entertaining that Rakes is one of my favorites.
Is he the type of American personality that is polarizing?
Yeah, oh, sure, there you go.
Because I think he's great.
Well, he was a tough guy.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about it.
But he was a tough guy with a sense of humor about it.
Yes, tongue in cheek. And we didn't talk about it. Back when we were growing up, he was always the team captain in Battle of the Network Stars.
Of course he was. Who else is going to run that team? I don't see him taking orders. He's Pappy Boyington, damn it.
On ABC, it was Gabe Kaplan. On CBS, it was Telly Savalas. And on NBC, it was Robert Conrad. They were the captains of Battle of the Network
Stars. And how did Gabe do?
Not so good. He could do a few things. But Robert Conrad, extremely entertaining.
In this day and age, even if they were in perfect health and at the perfect age, Robert Conrad and Telly Savalas wouldn't be running anything on television.
Correct. I got to tell you about this because I had a great weekend.
Is this on or is it turned down so low you can't hear?
It's turned down because it's loud in my ears. You're deaf.
What?
Huh? Had a great weekend.
I wish I could say.
Yeah, I know. Saturday night went to bike night. Phenomenal crowd. But Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Mercado for the Chad Smith art show.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I went.
Chad Smith, of course, the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who looks just like Will Ferrell.
Precisely.
For those of you that are wondering.
And so went there with my wife and program director Matt Mangus was there. This was the VIP thing that they did before the regular showing. And so got a chance to hang out with Chad a little bit.
So it was behind the scenes where you get to see the young artist nervous before the doors open.
He wasn't nervous.
Yeah,
but the thing is, he remembered our conversation, and there were three things that we talked about. Go back, and he was in the back room doing some painting. And
what did we do wrong?
No, nothing.
No, I just feel like something's happening now where Chad Smith's mad at us.
No, he's not mad at us. So Matt Mangus gave him a Stan and Haney T-shirt.
What's he supposed to do with that?
Threw it over his arm, used it to clean his brushes.
All right.
So he looks he looks at the shirt, and he was very intrigued with why Ahoy. And so I had to explain to him about Thomas Edison. Then the other thing that he was concerned about, remembered the interview that we did with him very well earlier in the week. He goes, so you had a problem with Dave Navarro, huh? Just bring it up. So you have a problem with Dave Navarro?
Yeah, he's a dick.
And I said, yeah, it was a rough time.
And we
with
weren't
that.
Asking for much.
And he was saying, he was probably having a bad day. I said, bad day? I said, he was having evidently a bad day with the band, too, because he wasn't even hanging out with them. And he said, yeah. He was probably fighting with his band members, too. But he's a good guy.
We didn't see that side of him.
We didn't.
We only saw the dick.
And then he met my wife and asked my wife, he goes,
if she'd marry him?
Kind of pretty close.
Yeah, you did a little too good. What is it they call it nowadays, out kicking the coverage?
Yeah, he says to my wife,
what is that picture? Is this like, are you guys doing a sitcom?
Yeah, this is when he was saying it. So he says to my wife,
This looks like some sort of mutated version of Friends here.
Yeah, it is. He says, my wife.
And you're Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, says my wife.
That's twisted.
Will you let me finish the sentence? Says to my wife, how long you guys been married? And she goes, oh, we've only been married about 5 months. And he looks at her and he says, you know, you can get out of it now. And she started chuckling. And he goes, well, how long have you been seeing each other? And I said, oh, about 2.5 years. And he goes, oh, he says, that's good. He says, but, geez, you know, I don't know why she'd marry you.
I don't either. I thank God for it every day, though. But and you know what? I know it's not for you to say, but you feel the same as well.
Yes, yep.
Like, but, how, I'm not questioning this.
No, but look, it. That's when he was saying that stuff. And then,
well, why does Mangus have his mouth open?
Okay.
I mean, I see you're laughing.
Yes.
He knows he's told a good joke.
Yeah.
Your wife is in on it.
Yeah.
But Mangus is the one actually touching your wife, and his slack-jawed.
Can I tell you something about him in these pictures? Because I have several of them. Because they took a bunch of pictures.
Did he have a fresh haircut that day?
Who, Mangus?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe. He was not smiling in any one of the pictures that
everybody's
were
smiling but him.
I know.
You are openly laughing.
Yep. But he, I don't know what he was doing. I looked at every picture that we were in together with Matt Mangus, and not one of them.
He looks like, I mean, he's in the picture with the three of you, but it's almost like he's in a different room. Everybody's got a smile, or they're openly laughing, mm-hmm. and he's slack-jawed.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. But yeah, we had a great time there.
Who was taking the picture?
What was her name? Very nice lady.
Yeah, another opportunity for you to mess something up. I'm sorry.
Very nicely.
Whoever she was, I'm sure she was wonderful.
I'll get her name.
Yeah. Sorry to do that to you. I didn't think.
Thank
you. Somebody, I don't think.
Somebody involved in the show.
I know. I don't think before I speak.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And yes, Matt Mangus is not smiling. He didn't smile in any of the pictures.
And you guys, you and your wife and the Smith boy, you're all fine.
Yeah.
Matt looks like a pissed off member of Sha-na-na.
That's pretty close.
Not one of the famous ones, but just a member of Sha-na-na who is unhappy.
Yeah. So there you go. You can see that on our website.
You know what? You could never plan that, but that is a great action laugh photo.
It is.
You don't see a lot of good ones like that.
Yeah.
And you know, you're showing it to me, so you're aware that it's pretty good.
He, I think that was the time he said, you know, sweetheart, you can still get out of this.
Yep, because he's deadpan, but you can tell he's joking.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, then we got to take the break. Everybody talks about how he looks like Will Ferrell. I'm talking to him, and the only thing I can think about when I'm talking to Chad Smith is that he, as soon as we finish taking the pictures, he's going to start yelling, I'm streaking! I'm streaking! Swear to God, up right up close, you swear to God, I'm thinking Will Ferrell the whole time.
Did at any time the word cowbell flash through your mind?
Yeah, it all did. It all did.
So it was like you were meeting Chad Smith, but you were also meeting Will Ferrell.
I wanted to say I loved you in Talladega Nights.
I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time he's heard it.
He was a really good guy.
And what about Mangus?
He didn't smile once.
He wasn't doing doo-wop, was he?
No.
Chad, I want to run this by you.
No, no.
You've done a lot of different styles of music, but have you ever considered doo-wop?
That was the catalyst through it all, told Chad, Will, if you will, about the show and told
So him. That's why you're so happy, because you feel like you got to meet Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Your wife looks great, by the way.
Yeah, she always does.
I still...
Yeah.
That is a gift from God, my
friend.
It sure
is.
And see, that's where it'll be fine. Because you realize this.
Mm-hmm.
you realize that the good Lord above looked at you, saw time was running out, and says, you know what? He deserves one nice thing before it's too late. And it's like she knows all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she won't argue with you. You tried.
Yeah. Yeah, couldn't ask for anything more.
I have not heard anything negative about this woman.
No.
And you looked. You went through her things to see if there was...
Yeah, well, I didn't. I had friends that went through her background. Clean.
Yeah, everything turned... You know, normally you do that, you're preparing for the worst. Yeah. There's got to be something.
Yeah.
Because nothing that good comes into your life just for free.
No.
And everything seems to check out here.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly, because that would count as one miracle. I would say there's multiple miracles. Could we get Father Pete to submit her as a miracle to Rome?
He would. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Yeah, I got to meet Will Ferrell this past week.
Who?
Will, Chad. Chad Smith.
Yeah, right on.
96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I want to thank Allison. That was her name escaped me when you brought it up real quick. Allison was the one that set it up. So
that's
that
a great picture.
So that we could see Chad. And I want to thank her. She took all the pictures.
You know
too.
What we could do? And I don't think Matt would mind. We could Photoshop me in where Mangus is so you can use it for a celebrity picture.
I would like that. Maybe we could go and get some. Does anybody here know how to do Photoshop? Marvin?
I think that's all he does, you know, where he makes sure the highlights in his hair are right.
I'm going to be, again, I keep you away from a lot of stuff.
Uh-oh, is he not here anymore?
No, he was here.
Did he get another promotion?
We just had a big hour meeting today.
Jesus.
Thank you to Allison.
But I thought he was the one that was supposed to do that stuff.
Yeah, he's supposed to. Big, long hour meeting of nothing.
Was Rob there?
He was.
You all right?
It was an early morning today for me.
All right, well, if you need to talk to somebody, I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Amy.
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, how are you? It's Lisa.
Hey,
Lisa.
Hey, just wanted to share. I was at the Chad Smith thing, too. I don't know how I missed you.
What time were you there?
Like 6:30.
I was at the media and VIP at like noon.
If I had known Lisa was going to be there, I would have gone.
Yeah, he was a really super cool guy.
He is.
For a little while.
Yeah.
Got one of his photos. Portraits or whatever you want to call them. What do you call them?
Artwork?
Painting. There
a piece?
You go.
Now, could you get past the Will Ferrell lookalike thing?
No, my husband wouldn't get off the Will Ferrell.
It is. Even up close, it's scary.
See, I know.
He's got the same body shape and everything.
I've got multiple doppelgangers, but I'm never in the same room with him.
Well, I'm never in the same room. But I got a really good picture of me with Chad, though. I'll share it with him.
Oh, yeah. Send it.
What's your email?
You can send it right to, you can text us right here in the room so we can see it.
Okay.
239-277-9600.
Oh, that's a text number? I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
you just put the area code and text it like you normally would.
Or you can email Stan and Haney at stanandhaney.com, Stan and Haney at 96krock.com, 96krock at stanandhaney.com.
Oh, my God. I'm on the boat. I have nothing to write on. Holy crap. Slow down.
Well, enjoy your time on the boat.
Well, I'll send you a pic.
All right, sweetheart.
It really is wild.
Sorry, I missed you.
I missed you too, Lisa bitch.
What?
Rob just brought up a great picture of Chad and Will Ferrell. Looks like they're on a talk show dressed exactly alike.
They're twin brothers.
And they are. They're like the same height and everything.
Everything about them is exact. It's tough to get past. Oh, by the way, on the show today, Rolling Stones tickets.
But see, that only works for Chad.
Yeah.
People don't go up to Will Ferrell and go, oh, man.
No.
I could swear I'm in the room with Chad Smith.
One's a musician behind a drum kit. The other one's a star in movies, so you immediately go with
the
star.
I wonder when they first figured it out.
Probably very early on. Matter of fact, I got a text. This says, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Will Ferrell's character in Wedding Crasher was Chad. So you guys could be on to something here, that he thinks that it was Chad in the Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah? What if Will Ferrell is a pretty good drummer and played like an entire tour with the Chili Peppers? Nobody would know.
Nobody would know. They're twins. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by Peterbug North. As I said, Rolling Stones tickets later on today.
Boy, I wish I could have seen Lisa, bitch. It's been so long.
Two different times. We missed each other by about 6 hours. Now, if you wanted to go down there, if I knew she was down there, I could have told you to go down there and see her. These Oscars. I tried watching about a half hour of it. Couldn't. But people do want to know who won without the political speeches.
Yeah, you'd be,
all the garbage that went in there.
You won't. The winners won't be familiar to you.
This is all you need to know.
A performance by an actor in a supporting role, and the Oscar goes to Brad Pitt.
A performance by an actress in a supporting role, Laura Dern, Marriage Story.
And the Oscar goes to Toy Story 4.
And the Oscar goes to Sir Elton John and Bernie Taupin for I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocketman.
For performance by an actor in a leading role, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
For performance by an actress in a leading role, Renee Zellweger.
For achievement in directing,
Bong Joon-ho.
What?
The film that made the greatest impact this year, Parasite.
What?
Asian films.
That was a pretty quick turnaround. They made a movie about the virus.
The guy in 1917 who was supposed to be a shoe-in for that.
Yeah, should have been, based on what I saw. Yeah. I can't wait to see that movie, and it looks incredible.
Gave an eye roll. You know what? But there was a lot.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, there was a lot of political stuff here. This is the awards that should have been yesterday.
It's the annual Shut Up Awards, featuring celebrities standing over a trapdoor, triggered by long rambling or social commentary during an acceptance speech, like Brad Pitt.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than...
Shut your pie hole!
Joaquin Phoenix.
I've been thinking a lot about some of the distressing...
Why don't you shut up?
And Renee Zellweger.
Yeah,
Shut up.
And featuring the Shut Up Choir.
Shut it up. I don't want to hear it.
The annual Shut Up Awards. You know, we've been having these awards now for some time, and I've been...
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up!
You know what...
I like those awards.
You know what I saw as the highlight? And it's thanks to Elton John. Because people tend to forget, as flamboyant and outspoken as Sir Elton John is,
right,
the main reason for his success is Bernie Taupin, who was a confirmed normie. And they're taking pictures of Elton John and all, you know, glitz and glamour. And then there's a picture of Bernie Taupin simultaneously smiling as he's halfway through an In-N-Out burger. And I thought, look, nice. A normie made it in. Way to go, Bernie.
Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. This is bad. A first grade teacher in Jacksonville was arrested after she tried to buy meth and have it delivered to her while she was at school. She didn't realize she was actually dealing with undercover cops.
Oh, my God.
The suspect did request that the drugs be delivered to the elementary school in which she worked. We did not deliver the drugs to that school.
Good.
But that brought us great concern. It was a pretty nonchalant request, and the indication was that it was no big deal to the suspect. Instead, we waited until the teacher got off school for that day.
And then
she
delivered
then met
the drug.
Our undercover detective, and she did exchange money for 3.5 grams of methamphetamine.
I didn't realize that they were delivering now.
I don't know.
I know normally they'd make you go to them, but I guess it's more. You know what? It's the way things are with the apps and all that. People expect everything to be delivered.
This is, here we go. A woman posted a video of her dog trying to tell her that he wants his water bowl filled.
He's begging for water?
Yes.
And this is amusing.
I guess he had plenty before, but he wants more. His front paws are in the empty water bowl, and he's howling that he wants water.
Get out of your water dish. I see that it's empty. I will refill it. Get out of your water dish. You've made your point. All right. Tell everybody how neglected you are. So neglected, I know. Now I have to wash it because your dirty feet were in it. You have a water dish upstairs that you can also use.
Why is she lecturing the dog?
I know. Somebody call the dog warden. Let him know. Zeus went about 5 minutes without fresh water.
Why is she berating a dog?
Because it's a member of the family and they communicate.
Those are beautiful dogs.
Yes,
but
they are.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't understand what she's saying. They just know that she won't give them water. And they've been told you don't go in the toilet, you don't jump up on the sink, you have to wait until I give you the water. So they're doing the only thing they know to do to get water. Yep. They're not allowed to drink from the hose. That's a good dog.
Yes, it is. We played our interview with Robert Conrad. He passed away over the weekend.
I dare you to knock this off. I dare you to compare anybody's batteries, anybody's, with alkaline power cells. I'm trying to beat them for long life. You know what? You can't. When you want long-lasting energy, you can't buy a longer-lasting, all-purpose power system than gold, red, and black alkaline power cells from EverReady. Come on. I dare you.
So during the interview, I asked him, were you balancing that on your shoulder? Did they have some glue or something?
Tape or
magnet. Yeah, there was a little thing on there, and he had, under his shirt, and he had a magnet that would hold the battery up there.
He was Harrison Ford before we knew Ford was. That lovable scoundrel.
I got a... nobody... that is, say, 40 years old, 45 years old and younger, know who I'm going to talk about. Now, I think very early on in our career, we spoke with him. I have no idea where the interview is.
What? Henny Youngman?
No. Orson Bean.
Yes.
Orson Bean was a stage actor, got nominated for a Tony. Was a movie actor long time ago, and most of us our age just remember him as a game show panelist. He would always be on, you know, To Tell the Truth or something.
And on Johnny.
Yeah. Now, Orson Bean, by the way, great episode of him in the Twilight Zone 2, when they had the Twilight Zone marathon on New Year's on Sci-Fi. They played Orson Bean's Twilight Zone episode. Very good. But Orson Bean was still alive. He was doing well. He was 91 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was still mobile, still could get around, still would do little acting jobs.
And was on his way to the theater that he founded as a passion project.
And got hit by a car. Two cars.
Two cars.
And died. Orson Bean, the actor, hit by two automobiles while crossing the street at 91. One of his last big things on TV was he played Roy on Desperate Housewives. And here he's talking about losing someone he loved. This is Orson Bean, hit by two cars and died over the weekend at 91.
When you love somebody, love them a long time, you get lazy. You figure they know it, so you stop saying it so much, stop showing it.
Yeah.
But When you know you're going to lose them, you make damn sure they know it every second of every day.
I'm so sorry I brought it up.
I was there for Miriam. I told her everything I needed to tell her. Held her hand when she was scared. These don't bother me at all.
Orson being 91 and should have lived a lot longer.
You know who his son-in-law was?
Yes, I do. And remind me, buddy, famous.
And Orson Bean, responsible, really, for some big things that you may not know. His daughter married a young Andrew Breitbart.
Yep.
And believe it or not, a young Andrew Breitbart, who went to the university and was indoctrinated in all of, you know, the liberal knowledge. And he was visiting with his father-in-law, Orson Bean, one day, and had a great deal of respect for Orson Bean and his intellect. So Breitbart is looking at Orson Bean's personal bookshelf, and he sees a Rush Limbaugh book. And fresh out of college, where, you know, everything to the right's the devil, he said, "How do you have that book? I've got a lot of respect for you. I can't believe that you'd read that crap." Orson Bean says, "Well, have you ever listened to Rush Limbaugh?" And Breitbart admits, "I said, yeah, of course I have." But he hadn't. And he started listening to Rush's show and read the book. And that is what set Andrew Breitbart on the path to create the Drudge Report and Breitbart. And the two of them got along famously.
Orson Bean was a very smart man. And most of our generation don't know how great an actor he was.
And one word that you'll hear associated with him that I respect above any other of his achievements. And you'll hear this from everybody to people that you've never heard of before, all the way to somebody like Barbara Streisand. You'll hear the word mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 91. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 277-9600. We will also have something from Stan's local beat. Just a horrible thing happening out in Alva at a cemetery. I'll tell you about.
I don't know that I want to hear it.
And
I was in a reasonably good mood.
Yeah, it's some news, and it needs to be told. And then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, what's that sound?
Oh, coming, yeah,
out of the hole in the wood.
Oh,
coming,
yeah,
out of the hole in the wood. Rolling Stones tickets up for grabs. Bunch of other stuff up for grabs.
Yeah, when we do What's That Sound, we have such a great audience when it comes to children under 12.
Yep.
We just blow them all out of the water.
Later on today, the Wayback Machine. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. We've got Stan's local beat coming up here in a second. If you want to talk to us, 277-9600. Love to hear from you. In less than 25 minutes, we're going to play Stan's What's That Sound? Up for grabs, among other things. Tickets to go see the Rolling Stones in Tampa on July 5th at Raymond James. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second, but Lisa Bitch sent the picture with Chad Smith. I haven't seen Lisa in probably 20 years. She still looks beautiful.
Of course she does.
What a beautiful woman.
I've always known it, too.
Yeah, there you go.
She's one of the few where I've always said, don't confuse the flower of youth with true beauty.
Yeah. There you go, Haney. There she is with Chad Saturday at the event.
Still gorgeous.
Yeah, still a very beautiful woman. Very beautiful. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Dan. Stan, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Dan.
Rob.
Hey,
doing?
Rob, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I was calling for the grab bag, but I reckon I'm too early for that.
Yeah? What'd you have for the grab bag?
Yeah, what'd you have?
What did I have?
We just played the grab bag.
Yeah, what were you calling about for the grab bag?
Oh, I guess I missed it. I just got in the car and I heard grab bag.
Well, we can make exceptions. What did you miss?
Yeah, what did you miss? What'd you want?
What did I was looking for the incubus ticket.
On the grab bag.
Mm. Oh, I might have missed something then.
Yeah.
Well, how does the grab bag work?
I guess I'm not positive. I missed it.
You missed the grab bag. Chance to get incubus tickets in about 25.
Okay. So what is the grab bag? Because I listen to you guys, but I'm in and out of the car all day.
Yeah, that's a little audio clips that we have. Audio grab bag. You never know what's going to come up
yeah,
next.
Yeah, nobody wins during that.
Okay.
All right, brother. Cool. Right
so
on.
You didn't miss anything.
Right on, brother. He's good people.
You know.
A little confused, but he's good people. He was on hold for a half hour.
He just wants the tickets.
I know he does.
He hasn't seen him a million times in California.
No,
he wants it.
Yep, darn right. Darn right he wants them.
You know, I think we're on to something.
About?
When we talk about the fact that we live way too long, the human body is not designed to live this long.
You're not even 55.
My point exactly.
What are you talking about?
The human body is designed, you know, 30, maybe 40.
What?
That would be old age. Because the little indignities that you have to put up with, I'm not talking about the major stuff. I'm just talking about things that let you know you've...
Did you have an accident?
Well, you've overstayed your welcome. I don't know how.
Yeah?
I have no idea how.
Yeah?
But I've injured my big toe.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't bump up against anything. I don't know what happened. It's just all of a sudden, damn, that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for no reason.
None. There's sometimes I swear to God I just dislocated my shoulder, but I hadn't done anything.
Yeah, and you go, well, what?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
No. How's your toe feel?
It's getting a little bit better. You know, I rested it over the weekend. But I'll tell you this. The next time that I hear about an NFL player going on injured reserve because of a toe injury.
Yeah.
In the past, I go, come on. You can't play because of a toe. Well, but let me tell you, experiencing it a little bit.
Yeah.
When your big toe's effed up.
Oh, it ruins everything.
It messes everything up.
Everything from your balance to the way you walk, everything. Yeah.
So let's have a little sympathy for those turf toe injuries.
Yep. Let's do the local beat.
It happened to me. I didn't even do anything. Yep. And that's generally what they say. Well, what happened?
And before I read this story, thanks to our friends at Fox 4, I want to just talk about this for just a second, and then I'm going to go into the story. Remember, and especially within the last couple of years, a lot of news about it, about Confederate memorials and things like that that are in public places. And many of the places, people protesting, it's the Confederates, it's racist, it's this, it's that.
You weren't there. Shut up.
Exactly. But what was determined the proper thing to do was to move a lot of these memorials and grave sites and all that to cemeteries where they're off of public land. And if people want to go and, because a lot of loved ones down here, they can go and pay their respects. Well, evidently that's not good enough now either. Dateline Alva. Headline from Fox 4. And Rob has the footage as well. Alva Cemetery and community members outraged by the vandalism of Confederate soldiers' memorial.
say it isn't so.
This is ridiculous. Dateline Alva. People in Alva and the Lee County Sheriff's Office want to know who vandalized graves at the Alva Cemetery. Jim Tharp said, quote, "It's a shame because it is a very nice memorial out here." The cemetery says the damage was found Thursday morning. Tombstones ripped from the ground, a statue knocked over, flags displaced, all in an area marked at the cemetery to remember Confederate soldiers. The cemetery believes the memorial was vandalized late Wednesday night. Tharp went on,
why on earth would you do that?
I don't know. Tharp went on to say, "I'm sure a lot of people here are really good people, and they don't deserve it. I am sure everybody is decimated because they come to visit their loved ones, and they come up to look at something like this." He says that, unfortunately, this has become a trend filled with hate and disrespect. Tharp adds, "Of course, it happens all over the country. I've seen especially veterans' cemeteries desecrated. I guess people got too much time on their hands." Local organizations have since come together to fix and replace the memorial, thank goodness. But to the people who caused the destruction, Tharp says he has a very strong message. Hey, what comes around goes around. The president for the Alva Cemetery told Fox 4 that they are currently working with the Lee County Sheriff's Department to determine what safety measures need to be taken next so that this does not happen again. It's a cemetery. It's a cemetery. There are people that have relatives.
It's a cemetery, and they're war veterans.
Correct. And I don't know how many people realize this, that once the Civil War was over, Abraham Lincoln looked upon it as they were all veterans.
Mm-hmm. And using that standard calculation, why are we okay with being allies with Germany and Japan now?
Yeah, if you look at it that way.
And that was a lot closer than this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, too. I would imagine the people that that desecrated the tombs were acting on what they think is an ideological basis. You had two sets of politicians that couldn't agree on something, and shots were fired in anger. And at that point, the dogs of war were let loose.
Yeah.
I don't care what your ideology is, when armed people of whatever persuasion and whatever belief come into your backyard and start shooting your people and burning your property,
you're going to shoot back.
Exactly.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Roland. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hey, Roland. Ahoy.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about how the Vietnam vets, how badly they were treated.
Oh, my God.
Without a doubt.
Over there.
Yep.
They were treated, you know, they were treated badly by everyone.
By everyone, correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people in the Civil War were still veterans, like you said earlier.
They were. Well, Lincoln wanted to bring the country back together. And basically,
that doesn't seem to be the goal today.
And basically told the Confederate soldiers, go back home. Go back to your farms. Go back to your kids, your families.
You know, I wish Abraham Lincoln was able to come back for an hour and address Congress and explain to people like Nancy Pelosi, you're playing with fire. That, we spent a lot of time trying to get things together here.
That guy, and I remember because I was very small, but soldiers returning from Vietnam, I remember, I think they released the prisoners of war in Vietnam in 1973. And there was no big heroes welcome. There were families and stuff when those soldiers came off the planes and to meet their families, but they weren't celebrated, and that's a shame.
And the fact that they weren't celebrated by the public is one thing, and what we're learning now about what the both the civilian leadership and the military leadership was god-awful.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, with the way that America supports our troops today, I think is a good example of not understanding the way the culture was back in the Vietnam War. And I think that that can parallel to the times of the Civil War and what both sides were fighting for. You don't know, you cannot put today's culture into a different generation. No matter how much hard you try, you can't understand why the Vietnam veterans were treated the way they were when they came home and had things thrown at them, when today we honor our veterans in such a great way, and you can go back to that time and not try to put your beliefs now as to what was going on back then. You can't do it. You can't.
I mean, war in general is a dirty thing.
Yes, it is.
You're trying to kill other human beings.
Yep. Ahoy.
Stan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I used to live out there in Alva.
Yes.
And we moved away from there. There's a lot of punk-ass kids that live out there, and the problem today in schools, they don't teach the history to have the respect for these soldiers.
No, they don't.
Well, we've brought that up many times before. Do they teach civics in school? Do
no,
they
it's
teach
become like this,
history?
It's become like this secular religion that they teach.
So I don't know.
That,
I don't know.
America's bad.
I don't know. I have a friend who is in the school system, and he says, yeah, they do teach history. And then I hear from other people that their kids aren't taught history. I don't know what's taught in school today. All I know is when I was in high school, I had to take American history, social studies.
They can say that they teach history, but are they teaching it, you know, from a Marxist perspective?
I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan and Haney, Mike from Naples.
Hey, Mike. How are you, buddy?
I remember so clearly how much you guys would love that show, 24.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it a lot. Even your intro had the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, sure did.
Very cool time.
All right.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Orson Bean was on that show, and Andrew Breitbart worked production for 24.
Yeah.
Right on. The new one that Mr. Reefer Sutherland's doing with the designated survivor.
Oh, don't even.
I'm not gonna even, but
I haven't watched it.
It was on network. I think ABC had it on network, and
yeah.
It lasted two seasons, and then they put it on the streaming service. And
yeah.
It is a completely different show as to.
So it's like a woke 24.
It's a woke 24. Oh. Yes. Hey, we got to take a break. Thank you for your phone calls.
And I just want. I want you to think about one thing when it comes to veterans and people that have died in war. They sacrificed.
Yep.
And, you know, some gave all. And I'll guarantee you, not a one of them thought, I'm fighting on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave everything that they had to give for their home and what they believed in.
Agreed.
And you may not agree with them, but until it's your home, you got nothing to say about it.
Give you a chance to win Maybe even some Rolling Stones tickets when we come back. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? Going to play some sound effects for you.
And you, my friend,
what?
Come hell or high water, you are going to learn how to make that sound come out of the hole in the wood.
I'm
going to
try. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
You dirty dog-faced pony soldier.
What?
Indeed,
hi,
yeah. What?
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to play...
What's going on?
I don't know. We're going to play What's That Sound here in a second. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour, 1 hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going into the middle of the top 40 for this week, looking at hits 20 through 16 on the Wayback Machine.
Thanks for reminding me.
No problem. What's that sound? Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, these are animal sounds. You have heard them on the show before in maybe the grab bag or on the news or something like that.
And if you
like
were
that,
paying attention,
you should know what these are. Boy, look at the great prizes we have this week.
Fabulous prizes.
Yes, $50 to the pewter mug. We have a pair of tickets to go see Incubus and Bad Flower in Tampa on August 2nd.
What happened to the flower?
Well, it was a bad flower. Might have thorns in it. $50.
You know every rose.
To Bonefish Grill.
Thorn.
How about a pair of tickets to go see Rockabillycue at the Seminole Casino?
That's going to be a real hootenanny.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy Lee Rocker.
That's going to be
there.
Awesome.
We have brand spanking new Stan and Haney t-shirts. Everblades tickets. Maybe even a bottle of barbecue sauce, if that's what you want. Here's the deal. I'm going to play you a sound. Sound of an animal. Oh, I forgot to mention Rolling Stones tickets. I just figured throw that in.
Well, Stan, come on. Seen them on the 81 Jovan tour. What
sure
do I
did.
What do I need Rolling Stones tickets?
Rolling Stones, July 5th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. These are animal sounds. You've heard them before, so in one way, shape, or form. So there's a head start for you. First person to correctly identify the animal that is making this sound will have their choice of a prize while they last.
Now, is Raymond James, is it built in the same place as the Sombrero, or
no,
is it totally
no,
different?
No, it's near the Sombrero, but it's not the Sombrero.
Have they torn the Sombrero down?
I believe it was torn down.
We had some good times in the Sombrero.
Rob knows that area. They tore that Sombrero down, didn't they, Rob? Versus where Raymond James is now?
I'm not sure, to be honest with
you. You lived... What exit in Jersey did you live
on? He doesn't
know
anything.
Don't know that either. I don't leave my house.
How'd your show go this weekend?
Yeah. It happened. There was a show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How were the tips?
Light turnout.
Oh.
Well, we had bike night right around the corner, though, so it was competing with a juggernaut of an act.
I see. Well, you know, maybe think about getting into the turquoise and leather goods business.
Yeah, because they were selling like hotcakes. Here we go. Okay, here we go. What's this? I'm going to release the phones after you hear the first sound. I will tell you what this sound is. Here's your hint. It's the sound of a baby something. A baby something. What's this sound? What is this sound? Out of the hole in the wood. Here it is. It's a baby.
Aww.
It's a baby what?
Balloon?
It's a baby. It's a little baby. What's that sound? Okay. All right. That's good. I know. What's that?
Baby want a bottle?
What's that? Baby want a dirt bottle? What's that sound? 2779600. It's a baby. It's a baby something. A baby something.
You can tell that because it's high pitched.
Yeah, it's a baby. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Bill from Naples.
Hey, Bill. What is that sound?
Is that a like a dolphin?
No. Or a porpoise? No, it is not. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the woods. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. It's a baby. Ahoy, who's this?
Amelia.
Amelia, do you know
what that sounds like?
Yeah, she does. Do you know what that sound is?
Oh, my God.
It's a baby something. It's a baby something.
A baby monkey?
No. No. What's that sound?
It's not a baby shark.
Nope. I'll give another call here, and then I'll give you a hint. It's a baby something.
Baby shark.
Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what is it?
I don't know, maybe a baby bat?
Nope.
That's not Lion Ryan, is it?
Yeah, it's Lion Ryan. You got that right, Haney. All right, hint. A lot of times we get them from China.
Uh-oh.
Maybe sometimes in pairs. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. We get it from China.
We don't want that.
A lot of times in pairs. They're adorable.
Not anymore.
People make stuffed animals. And they give them to their kids. Stuffed animal, China. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, what do you think that is?
Is it a panda?
It's a baby panda!
How about
Yay!
That?
It's a baby panda!
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet heaven. What would you like?
The Rolling Stones ticket.
You're going to go see the Rolling Stones, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, hold on. Wish some people around here would start realizing that. Sorry about that.
Maybe we should, you know, buy some ads.
Yeah, that would help. Okay, here we go. Here's a hint on this other one. This one is also...
Rob, can you write us some copy for an ad?
This is also the sound of a baby something. What's that sound?
Do, 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 do.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Baby, what? Do, 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 do,
we don't know what it is yet, but it's a baby something. What's this sound? What's that sound?
God, let me sleep.
Out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood. You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ooh.
What's that sound? 277-9600.
What the hell is that?
Ahoy, who's this?
Joe, Naples.
Joe, what's that sound?
I don't know. Is it a shark or something?
No. You're listening to Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Megan, what's that sound?
My son wants me to say a monkey, so a monkey?
Not a monkey.
That's a good guess, though. Your son, I think, made a good guess. I don't know what it is,
but that's
perfectly believable.
What's that sound?
If you told me it was a baby monkey,
but
I'd say
not.
It probably
it's
is.
It's a baby something.
But you're telling me it's not. Oh, stop it. Oh, God, there's something about that tone.
It's just a baby. It's a baby.
Nah.
What's that sound?
It sounds like,
coming
you know, acting
the
like a
hole
baby.
In the wood.
I don't like that.
Out of the hole in the wood. Well, then you're definitely not going to like the next one. Ahoy, who's this?
Amelia again.
Amelia, what is it?
Baby wolf.
It's a baby wolf. Yes, it is.
Yay.
Nice job. What would you like?
Incubus.
Done. Hold on.
Now, see, I would think a baby wolf would sound a little more dignified.
It's a baby wolf learning how to howl.
That don't sound like the Howling Wolf I know.
No, it doesn't.
But at first, I thought it was a dog.
Yeah.
But then it was, I found out it was a wolf.
Yeah, a wolf.
Oh.
277-9600. What's that sound coming out of the hallway? We got Rockabilly Q, Stan and Haney t-shirts.
Rockabilly Q, tickets. that's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Lee Rocker.
Yeah, Pewter Mug, Bonefish Grill. This is a grown adult animal. What is this?
It's me.
Yes. Sounds like you, but it's not you. Listen to that. Listen to that inhale.
That's Haney after a tray of lasagna.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. It sounds like Haney, but it's not.
Are you sure that's not me? What? Is that somebody sweet talking me in the background?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Give me a fistful of tongues.
Let me tell you something. You see a picture of this, it's an adorable little animal. But that's what it sounds like, and it could hurt you. It could. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Eli from Estero.
Eli, what is it?
What's up, Eli?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
What is it?
I thought you guys said it wasn't a pig.
No, it's no.
Eli, you know what's going on with season two? That starts soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, actually.
So we get an all-new battle pass?
I think so, yeah. A whole bunch of...
That'll be awesome.
Challenges to beat. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, let me know if you want to carry me again.
Yeah, anytime, buddy. I told you.
Do you know what it is?
What, is it a bison?
No. 277.
Eli's a good guy.
Yeah, I know. He's the one that, for a prize, got your gamer tag.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is Mike.
Mike, what is it?
Is that a panda?
No, that first one was a panda. That one's not a panda.
Who was that, Ling Ling or Sing Sing?
Yeah, either or. It was a baby. That was a baby. This is a full-grown
animal. You know, I can't help, when I think of a panda, I can't help but think about Nixon's face right next to it.
Yeah. Well, he was the one that first brought him to the United States.
We had no pandas before that.
No, we did not. What is this sound? It's a full-grown animal. Hint? They like eucalyptus.
Oh. You still think they're cute?
Yeah, still think so. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's John.
Hey, John, what do you think that is?
That would be a koala bear.
It is a koala. It's a koala bear. Cute little, mean, greasy koala bear.
Sounds disgusting.
It sounds just...
I know. I was thinking a hippo at first.
No, that's a koala. What would you like?
What are my choices?
You've got Everblades tickets, Stan and Haney t-shirt, Rockabilly Q at the Seminole Casino, Big Voodoo Daddy and Lee Rocker going to be there, food at Bonefish Grill. We also have food at the Pewter Mug.
Now, where's the Pewter Mug at?
North Naples.
North Naples.
No, I'll go Bonefish Grill.
All right, hold on. Maybe one more here. We'll try one more.
You know what?
What?
You've covered two of the most popular stuffed animals, and they don't sound good.
No, they're not, because they're...
I bet they smell bad.
Yep, in real life, they're mean.
What makes you say that?
A koala will bite you.
I'd be more scared of the claws. They got those long, like, sloth claws.
Yep. And a panda? Panda bear. Panda bear.
Does it look at you and then see, like, a ribeye steak with a price tag on it?
Yep. What's this sound? What is last one we're going to do? What is this sound? What is this sound? It's a full-grown animal.
Making a sound.
Yep.
Thank you. razzmatazz and rassafrax.
What's that sound?
Is that Yosemite Sam?
No. Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You razzmatazz-sod-busting.
What's that? Oh, wrong one. Hold on. Coming out of the hole. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Nick, what is that sound?
Is it a llama?
It is not a llama.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about that, buddy. Not a llama. Here it is.
Hey! Oh, what? What'd you call me? You. Llama. Yeah!
What is that?
I'll fight you.
I'll take two more calls.
I want to fight that guy.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Doug, Stan. Hey, that's got to be Dave after you feed
him. No, it is not. Stop clowning around.
See, I stand by. I want to fight whatever that animal
is. For prizes. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick again.
Nick, what is it?
We'll try alpaca.
No, give up.
It's not a llama. It's not an alpaca.
No. Ahoy, who's this? Nope, you're not paying attention. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Nick out of Naples.
Nick out of Naples. What's that
How
sound?
Many Nicks we got?
A lot of Nick. Nick the Greek.
Is this
Nick.
Slick Nick or Big
Nick? Nick the pool mechanic.
Okay,
what
Nick.
Is it, Nick?
Is that a reindeer?
No. No. It's a seal. A seal.
I want to fight that seal so bad. You don't know what it says. Hey. Hey. Hey, you knock it off. That's my wife. What?
Hey, Mama.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Hope you're not going very far. Hope you're... Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey.
About time you turned it up.
Hey, Mama.
Where you going? Where you going? Hope you're not going very far.
Very far. What's that sound?
Hey. Don't you back talk me. Hey.
It's a guitar. It's a guitar.
Everybody.
We'll be back. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Stan and Haney. Chaka Khan. 96K Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, half hour away from the Wayback Machine, from the Absolute Law text line, clarification on Raymond James Stadium. The sombrero was torn down in 1999 at the same time they were building Raymond James Stadium, which is adjacent to the old sombrero.
So it's close by.
It's close by.
Okay. I need to talk to Rob. I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger because...
Yeah.
Stan, if you want to win, you've got to be bold about it.
Yeah.
Rob?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say you've been doing an outstanding job. Well, thank you. Stan and I, as an organization, you've done everything that we ask you to do, son.
Well, thank you.
And you've
it's coming.
You've executed well. And you're a valued member of the team. And I just want you to know that right off the top.
Wonderful.
Here it comes.
Just hypothetically.
Yes.
What would be your thoughts on being a mentor?
To
whom?
And I'm just going to have to come out and say it. I hope nobody else finds out. Joe Burrow. I think, LSU guy? Yeah, I think he's got an outstanding future, and quite frankly, I think you'd agree with me, he'd be an upgrade at the producer slot.
What?
I am going to be in talks with the Burrow family.
Just like when you were in talks with the Ginn family?
Yes.
Ted Ginn?
And if we, for some reason, can't put together a package that would work for Joe financially, how would you feel about being a mentor slash backup to Tua?
I would be honored.
See, that's what I want to hear. Yeah. Now, none of this may happen because, you know, there's we got a lot of competition. Obviously, the Bengals are interested in him. You got multiple NFL teams interested in this guy. And I'm thinking, if we present Burrow with the same living wage that we present to Rob, I think he's going to have some decisions to make.
Yeah, some tough decisions for him and the whole Burrow family.
Because I've heard that maybe he's not in love with Cincinnati.
You don't
Why
say.
Why not think outside the box? You know, we've got the weather. We've got the income tax. Why would you want to go out there and take the risk of damaging the old golden goose? You don't want to hurt that arm.
No.
You come in here. You answer phones for us. Be a dream come true for a lot of young men.
Yeah. Think about it.
I think we got a shot. Toodle. And as long as Rob's good with it, as long as we can keep Rob in our back pocket here in case everything falls to hell. You don't want to make a run at Burrow?
Look, you made your point. couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, crash. Cody Lee Road and Fiddlesticks Boulevard.
Wait a second. The Gifford boy is getting roads named after him?
Yep. Right there off of Fiddlesticks. And we got traffic control on Sanibel, Tarpon Bay Road, and Periwinkle Way. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you some headline stuff that you just may hear in less than an hour.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
I think Burrow would be a hell of an upgrade.
Sure would.
Could really take us to the next level.
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Hmm. Stan, you recently got married in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. The ceremony wasn't a total disaster. But you know what? It cost a chunk of change.
Yes, it did.
And I almost feel bad telling you this.
What?
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
At the Denny's in downtown Las Vegas?
Yeah.
You can get married for free.
I'm happy with the decision I made.
I'm happy with the decision you made when it comes to this next story. And I wouldn't put it past you because it's happened before. A couple is having a destination wedding in Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, geez.
There's just one problem.
What's that?
Every guest at the wedding is required to sit through a timeshare presentation.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Thank you for not doing that to me.
Don't do it.
A man falls into an icy river. Why?
Why?
Google Maps told him to.
Of course.
And finally, this must have been ugly. A White Claw drinker pulls a gun on a bunch of craft beer lovers.
Oh, my God.
I don't need to tell you how that turned out. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Oh, we could use some laughter. I'm telling you, laughter. There we go. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Huh. I wonder what Joe Burrow likes to eat.
Chicken!
Ah, probably. Well, the Oscars aired last night on ABC.
Sure did.
And if you're like most sane people, you completely ignored it.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
They didn't even have Baby Yoda there.
No, they didn't.
You've already watched the 10,000 other movie award shows that have aired in the past 2 months.
You think it's funny?
Hey, I don't care what your opinion is.
You really do?
Oh, you are ponderous. You're a one-trick pony.
Yep, that's yeah, all you are.
You're a dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You're a lying dog-faced pony
that's
soldier.
Right.
You said you were, but you're now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
You're a dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And you see what he did? He waited to pull that out until I brought up Burrow.
Yeah. Lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
For those of you who are wondering, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not altered. 10 reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
Yes.
May come as a surprise, but you're not all that interested in watching people thank their agents. You are personally boycotting the Academy until they recognize more people of Viking descent.
Hear, hear.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Hey,
tell me what situation you're having.
Hey. You are nothing but a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
Thank you, Joe. You think it's degrading when they refer to women as little.
Yes.
Hey!
Jeez.
Nancy Pelosi ripped up your TV.
Harder than ever.
It does, Billy.
And finally,
yes.
The very top reason you didn't watch the Oscars.
Yes.
Right. And miss the return of the XFL? Are you insane?
Come on, man.
But a lion dog
face.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier.
And that, my friend.
4 o'clock.
Helmet has left the building.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
Nothing but a lion dog face pony soldier.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier. You
right
said
here.
You were, but you're.
I'm honest.
Now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
What the hell?
What is going on?
Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
I couldn't have made that up.
No. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
First of all, this email, and I appreciate the email. I like this.
Stick pin.
Well, he's got to make one now.
This email comes to us from...
I just get the feeling Burrow would do it quicker and more efficiently.
Montrose, Iowa. Is that our first one in Iowa? Is that our first stick pin in... Rob, have we gotten Iowa before?
No, you have several in
Iowa.
Oh, we
do. Montrose, Montrose, Iowa. Our main man, Wes, listening out there.
What is that on the old Mississippi? Right there by the old man.
Yeah. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Last week, your show at times made me feel old. Maybe because I am. I started working 41 years ago. And my first concert, by the way, was Led Zeppelin in 1970 in Rochester, New York. I was just 13 years old.
Wait a second. We've been in radio 38. We've been working longer than 41, haven't we?
No, we're coming up on 40.
No, but I mean, we had jobs before radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Like when you put your foot in the deep fat
fire. Yeah,
that
was 1978.
So we both have 38 years in the biz.
Yeah.
But then there were many years we were doing odd jobs before that.
Yep. But let me tell you something, guys. Young is a state of mind.
What?
My wife of 40 years says I no longer act like a 15-year-old because I can drive. So mentally, I must be 16. That's the way I feel. I happened upon your show and have listened to you guys for many years. You are great entertainment while I'm outside cutting the lawn or walking Betsy the Beagle.
God bless you, sir.
I love the show. Thank you. Signed, Wes from Montrose, Iowa. That's good. I appreciate that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a little trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Right in the middle, 20 through 16. We'll be doing it next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Just like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Monday afternoon, and we're about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Coming up here in just a second or two, we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to go to the middle of the pack. 20 through 16 on the Billboard pop charts for this very week. We'll tell you where we're going in just a second. Your account with Xfinity. It has never been easier to keep track and handle all of your needs right there at your fingertips. It's not like it used to be. You can manage your Xfinity account anywhere, anytime. With one button, device starts. You can get back to enjoying your Xfinity service fast.
You can even manage your service appointments, check your status, reschedule, or cancel your appointment from any device at home or on the go.
Yep, no one likes waiting on hold. Remember those days where you'd wait on hold just to talk to somebody because you got a little problem? Set the best time for Xfinity to call you to resolve any service issues. No more waiting in line, no more waiting on hold.
The student has become the master.
Just no more waiting with Xfinity.
You can do whatever you need to do. Check your balance, pay your bills, set up automatic bill payments, check your payment status, set up alerts for bill reminders and payment confirmations. It's all there.
Yep, Xfinity, never been better. Let's take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, get you updated. All right. Got a few things on the board here.
Okay.
All righty then. We got a crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway in Treeline Avenue.
Oh, look, Richard left his food here.
He'll be back. He doesn't ever leave food behind. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Sanibel Causeway at the B-span of the causeway. And you are up to date.
I've never seen it before. He left food behind.
Yeah.
Wonder what it is.
I don't want to know what he's eating.
Yeah. But there's a curiosity
there
factor.
There is, but you can look, not me.
I won't. I don't want to bust the seal on it.
Yeah, then we could all be driven out of the room.
Yep.
We do it every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Middle of the pack, 20 through 16. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
And these would have run back to back.
Back to back.
You heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 20.
Barry White. Yeah.
Now I'll warn you, this is the album version, and it's about 40 minutes long.
Well, we don't want to go 40 minutes. We want to get right to the hook. We want to get right to the hook. Because he does a lot of heavy breathing.
Mm-hmm. That's not his fault. He had a condition.
Yeah. Very light on his feet, though.
Yeah, baby. Yeah! How you like that? Oh, baby. Yeah.
Oh, baby. Keep on.
Yeah. Keep on, keep on.
My baby, keep on doing it.
Right, he was something.
Right on.
Right on doing it.
Hey guys, this is 2020 and we don't need stuff like that on the radio.
Right on.
Very sexual.
Yeah, I'll do it. Forever and ever, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Put this record on when you were seriously ready to get down to business.
That's right. And pray to God it didn't skip.
Or if it did, in the right spot.
Right.
I know you need it, girl, and you know I need it too. Cause I found what the world is searching for.
Right on.
Right here, my dear. I don't have to look no more.
No.
And all someone just like you make me feel the way you do. Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop.
They were very good.
Is he the man or is he the man?
Yeah. Him and the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Quitting just ain't my stick. I'm gonna stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Girl, you got it.
All right, there's Barry
now
White.
For something completely different.
Yeah, this would be the next song. The great Tom T. Hall with a little thing of I Love. This is a great song.
He was a great songwriter.
Yes, he was.
Little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains and rain. I love little country streams Sleep without dreams.
If only.
Sunday school in May. And hay.
I like hay.
Yeah. Well, you're allergic.
And yeah. I love you too.
Isn't that nice?
This is a great song.
I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world.
You remember the year Clayton Delaney died?
I love coffee in a cup.
Thank you.
Little fuzzy pups.
But he likes beer.
Yep. Bourbon in a glass.
Yeah.
Bourbon in a glass.
And grass.
And grass.
He doesn't mean.
Yeah.
And I love you too.
Key change.
I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine.
Oh, hell
yeah.
And onions.
Yeah.
I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life.
Mm-hmm. And onions.
And I love you too.
Fantastic.
Boy, that is great. You know, if I could put time in a bottle, I would take that song. What?
Number 18, Jim Croce.
Brilliant.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure.
Became too poignant.
Then,
yeah.
Again, I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
That's the trick, is finding them.
I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through.
How great is that?
That's perfect.
And as Haney said, back in 1974, these were played back to back to back, like number 17.
Yeah, the only thing in between him would be a bum 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 bum.
Rolling Stones. Do-do-do-do-do, Heartbreaker.
You know, I'm sure it seemed amusing to them at the time to title this that way. But that's what you have to type in to find it.
That's
do, 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 do.
Police in New York City. Chased a boy right through the park. In a case of mistaken identity. They put a foot at through his heart. I'm gonna tear your world apart. You heartbreaker with your photo. I'm gonna tear your world apart.
laid up in her arms.
Boy, Mick has lived life.
Yeah.
All the places he's been.
Yeah.
The gritty side of life he's known.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's lived it hard.
Since he was a teen. Oh, that's horrible, Mick. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
What has this man gone through?
From here, I thought it was all champagne and cocaine. Man's lived life.
God. Somebody pointed out in an article when Mick Taylor was with the Rolling Stones, some of their greatest guitar work in their hits was when he was playing. The guy could play.
But there wasn't room for two Micks.
Nope. So he had to go.
'74, and we're giving away tickets to see them today.
I know. Can you believe it? And they had already been around 10 years.
Yeah, they were already an oldie band.
Oh, yeah.
But they still hadn't achieved their masterpiece yet.
Not yet. That was still 4 years away.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rolling Stones, number 17 on the pop charts this week in 1974. Last one we're going to take a look at, number 16. Boy, he was coming into his own at this time. Stevie Wonder, Living for the City. This is great, and again, it's long.
Great performer, great writer,
yep.
Technical genius,
yep.
Too. The sounds in his head didn't exist yet, so he had to figure out how to make them exist. Really, true technical pioneer. On top of everything.
Yep.
Living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours.
Now, that's nothing compared to what Mick went through.
Yeah.
I just think, Stan, in just a couple of months, you'll be able to whip out your axe and jam with it.
Yeah. Is it in the right key?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wishful thinking.
I could find out. Nah, it's not. If I had to guess, it's probably G.
All I know is it sounds good.
I'm sure somebody will tell you what key it's in.
Is that a Moog?
Yep. He was one of the early adopters.
He was.
And they just put together they reassembled his original studio.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. He was so far ahead of his time.
Hey, bus driver, I'm getting on that horse.
By the way, the number one song in the land this week in 1974, Barry White wasn't on it. It was the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Love's theme?
Yep. Mark Haney and the News is next. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock. Yep. Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday. Oh, we're just about done with Monday. A lot of you are on the road now, heading home. Get this day out of the way. A footnote for this week here on the Stan and Haney show, scheduled to appear in studio on Wednesday, right, Rob? On Wednesday, wrestling legend, is he in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? I think he is. Mick Foley is going to be in studio Wednesday. And Rob, he's going to be in town performing, isn't he?
Yes, he'll be at the Laughing Comedy Cafe on Wednesday night.
Now, what does he do?
I'm not sure.
I mean, he's a wrestler. Is he stand up? Does he tell stories? What does this guy do when he's? I mean, he can tell stories forever.
He is in the Hall of Fame, by the way, 2013.
Done righty.
Is he appearing as? Mick Foley or as Mankind?
Yeah.
Or Dude Love. Or Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
Any one of those would be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That, you know, and...
What is he in the Hall of Fame as?
Yeah, as Mick Foley, as Cactus Jack, as Dude Love, as Mankind... That guy literally...
Look at the page on him, man. Yeah. You keep scrolling.
His body took a beating in wrestling.
He was inducted by his longtime friend Terry Funk as Mick Foley.
Oh, Haney and I have both seen Terry Funk wrestle a few times.
All of
him is
the Funk Brothers, yep, the whole Funk family.
Yep, Dory Funk, Terry Funk. Yep. Yeah, so that'd be cool. He's going to be in studio hanging out with us on Wednesday.
We've had some of the greats in here, man.
Yeah, we have. Hulk Hogan, Big Show, come walking in here. Jerry the King Lawler walking into the studio.
Now, Hulk Hogan is a very large man.
Tito Santana was in the studio.
But when it comes to size that your brain has a hard time wrapping itself around, that was Big Show.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's a guy, he's a man, but he's just ridiculously oversized.
Because Y2J was in here, too, and he...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, normal-looking guy, you know, obviously a big guy wrestler. When Big Show came into the studio,
And I don't mean to mislead. Hulk Hogan is a huge man. My point is that, like, Big Show is on another level of big.
Took space out of the room. He actually had to bend
his
down to come in.
His hand is as big as your head.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some great wrestlers in the studio here before, and it's a pleasure to have Mick Foley come in on Wednesday.
The show is him telling stories, and then afterwards he does a 45-minute question and answer. So any questions that you have, he'll answer, and then there's also VIP meet and greet tickets, and he'll sign items and all kinds of good stuff.
Nice. And we got him here on Wednesday.
Now, he'll be doing that here. What will he be doing at the comedy club?
Yeah. Same thing.
All right, good. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, a few things on the board. Fort Myers. They're all three are in Fort Myers. We've got traffic control. 4700 block of Colonial Boulevard right by the Walmart Supercenter. Got a crash, Fort Myers. 8000 block of Charter Club Circle. And one more for you. It's a crash, Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway right by the First Watch. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 10th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Yeah.
There is one team out of the four major U.S. sports that has multiple championships and have never lost in a playoff round.
Jeez. That's hard.
It's right under your nose.
So, hold on a second. So, the only times they've made the playoffs,
they've won it all. Multiple times.
I don't know. Who's made the playoffs?
And we're talking about all four major sports, only one team.
Because you'd even know the great teams, you know, whether it's the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Patriots or the Yankees. They've lost at one point or another.
This team, anytime they got in the playoffs, they ran the table, and they did it more than once.
I have no idea. Give me the sport.
Baseball.
You know, you got a smirk on your face. You know what it is?
No, he just likes to look smart.
Hold on.
Well, how's it go, Rob? Better to keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt.
Correct.
Yeah, you got it.
I've been told it a lot.
I think I know.
You should.
I think I know.
You should.
And I will preface it this way.
What does breakfast have to do with
preface,
it?
Preface, not breakfast. Jesus Christ. I try. Lord knows I try.
I know you do. What are you upset about?
Nothing.
I just don't know what breakfast has got to do. I ought to wake up and go to sleep.
They would win and then dismantle the team. That's the Marlins.
You are absolutely correct. It took you a minute, but you got it.
They've won two World Series championships. Those are the only times they've been in the playoffs, and I think both times they were wild card. And then when you're supposed to make your money that following year, that spring training, that next season, all the players were gone.
Yep.
The Marlins.
They are the only one in all of your professional sports.
That's amazing.
They get in the playoffs, they win it all, or they don't get in the playoffs.
Yep. And then dismantle the team when they could make their money.
Yep. You know, Miami's not a great sports town.
Never has been.
If you had to take a guess,
yeah,
and this is all time, who would you guess would be the best-selling fiction author in all of human history?
Best-selling fiction author. Stephen King.
I agree with you, and before it's all said and done, I bet he will be. But remember, we're talking about all time, and they can't even agree. They say it's one of two, because the records aren't that great. Depending on how you try and figure things out, the only answer you're going to get is it's either Bill Shakespeare or Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie?
Because they're not really sure about the sales numbers when you go back too far.
Yeah, I mean,
it's estimated that Shakespeare and Agatha Christie have sold somewhere between 2 and 4 billion books apiece.
Wow.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew Agatha Christie was popular, but not
that
popular.
Well, good for her.
You know, for those of you that aren't aware, for reasons known only to him, Stan thought it was a good idea to get married in Las Vegas last year.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. It's kind of like something I always wanted to do.
And, yeah, I did my part. I was the best man I could be.
Yeah, you were. And the thing is, and here's the cool part of it, because they, after you're married and everything signed off on, it's got to go be a official, and then they will mail you your marriage license, and it has. It tells you the exact location that you were married in, and it says right on the license, the Flamingo Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And then there's my signature.
Yep.
And you're welcome. Because at the last minute, I decided not to do it.
That's great.
I was going to sign it and then put in parentheses, under duress.
Do you know that that's how I used to sign my Beasley contracts? For years, I would go and get my Beasley contract and sign it, and then I put in parentheses, under duress.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
I thought about it, and I, you know, out of respect to your wife.
Yeah.
If it was just you marrying yourself, yeah, I would have done it.
Then for several years, don't do this anymore. But I had to think of every possible angle.
Mm-hmm.
Haney would sign my contract.
No. You're not supposed to tell him that.
Well, it's not that way. We've signed our own now.
Then we messed up.
I know, because in
the
old days,
we got the wrong copy.
In the old days, you'd sign my contract, and I'd sign yours. So if it ever went to a court of law, this is not my signature.
I found out, Stan, during a divorce proceeding, that it doesn't count.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really that big of a deal, because when I got married all those years ago, I had my younger brother as my best man. You know why? because he was not yet 18 when he signed as the witness.
Ah!
And I thought that would save me, and the judge said, nah, well, it doesn't make any difference.
What about, but these kind, when I sign it, under duress?
I think that's more advantageous.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring up Stan and his Vegas wedding is, well, if you want to do the same thing, you can do it a lot cheaper than Stan did. Denny's just announced they are performing free weddings in Las Vegas for Valentine's Day.
He said Valentine's.
There is one Denny's in downtown Vegas with its own wedding chapel. Normally, that would set you back $200 plus tip.
Jeez.
But on Valentine's, it's free. You don't have to register in advance or anything.
I'm fine with what I did.
All you have to do is show up between noon and 6 p.m., which aren't the typical hours that people in Vegas make poor decisions with spontaneous weddings, but beggars can't be choosers. The wedding includes complimentary wedding pancake puppies and a champagne toast. Anything else, including water, will cost you big time. And I have to say, it was a nice ceremony that Stan had.
Thank you.
I mean, it was a minor inconvenience, but it was okay. And I appreciate you not doing this. This was posted on Reddit regarding a destination wedding.
Yeah.
That someone was invited to. The destination wedding was to take place in beautiful Cancun, Mexico. Hey, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? And the bride and groom weren't just asking people to pay to fly to Mexico and pay for the hotel and take time off work because their wedding is on a Monday. In addition to all of that, you're out the airfare, you're out the hotel, you're taking time out from work. On top of all that, and they expect a gift.
Of course.
All wedding guests are required to sit through a mandatory timeshare presentation.
Jeez.
Now, Stan was kidnapped that way.
I got kidnapped.
He was thrown into a van and forced into a timeshare presentation.
It's a true story.
How many hours?
Oh, at least six.
And for what it's worth, the response on Reddit, pretty close to unanimous, that it would be totally fine to opt out of that particular
wedding.
You're
darn right. Do the smart thing, opt out.
Now, see, if it wasn't in addition to all those things, if you were getting complimentary accommodations or something, maybe.
But not that.
Not in addition to. Because you're paying to not have to do that, and then they're making you do that because they've worked out a deal.
Yep.
Now, as far as I know... Last time I checked, you weren't in cahoots with the flamingo.
No, I'm not. Trust me.
I don't believe I was charged like a double rack rate or something.
No. No cahoots there.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Do you remember your first kiss? How about your first date? I'll bet you can recall that first Valentine's Day you were together. Or maybe that will be this year. Valentine's Day is a celebration of love and affection. And this is where Jason and Todd at the Diamond District shine. Diamonds are such a romantic gift. And the Diamond District has the largest selection of fashionable diamond jewelry in all of Southwest Florida. Hundreds of diamond stud earrings, gorgeous diamond hoops, diamond pendants, stunning bracelets, and more. Maybe you've made one of the most important decisions in your life.
life, which is to get engaged. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds, and as a result of their partnership with De Beers in Canada and Africa, and their travel overseas to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select their diamonds, Jason and Todd are able to offer you the most competitive prices in the world. Don't let this Valentine's Day go by without surprising her with diamonds. Visit Jason and Todd with the Diamond District today for your best diamond buying experience.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, how many times have you told me, Stan, the road to hell
is paved with good intentions?
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah, Leo DeRocher, Leo the Lip.
Yep. Don't be a rube. Stay out of it.
Yep.
You can't save them all, Haney.
Yes.
Well, you're right. 31-year-old Steven Engberg was walking around Scottsdale, Arizona last Sunday night after some heavy drinking. And you know, people have different personalities when they drink. Some are overly gregarious. Yeah. Some get mean. Some feel like they need to be very helpful. Steven came across a police car. Again, he'd been drinking heavily. He came across a police car parked in the road with its lights on, but he noticed there were no officers inside the car. Well, Steven, being a good citizen,
and drinking heavily,
did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, there were no police there, and the police car on the road with its lights on. He did the only thing he could do. He decided to be a good citizen and hop behind the driver's seat and properly parked the squad car so that it wouldn't be blocking traffic.
Yeah. Probably backed it into a parking spot.
He was very careful. He moved it to a nearby lot, got out, and began to walk away. But although the officers weren't in the car, it wasn't like they were way far away. They actually, with their jaw dropped, watched Steven do this, and they came over to speak to him, and they explained to Steven that they were responding to a call at a nearby residence, nearby business, and as nice of him as that was to be worried about the public safety, it's not proper to move a police car.
Yeah.
Now, he was taken aback by this. That's, you know, he thought he was getting a medal.
Yeah, that was the last thing he expected.
He protested that he was trying to help and then pointed out to the officers that they happened to be blocking a lane of traffic and he did them a favor.
Jeez.
But obviously it's frowned upon to hop into a cop car and drive it away. Also, as I mentioned earlier, it didn't help that he'd been drinking heavily. As it turns out, his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit while he safely moved the car. He's facing charges for DUI and something they call unlawful means of transportation.
Idiot. I'm looking at his mugshot. Now, I don't recognize him, but he looks like he could have maybe interned at a radio station or did some time at a radio station. Never made it big, but
He reminds me of is like maybe someone that we worked with years ago, yeah, and they're trying to pawn their idiot son off onto us as a producer.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Yeah.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, and then I have to tell him, sorry, we're looking at Joe Burrow for that position,
that's right,
and I don't think your idiot son has it can shine a candle to Joe Burrow. That's quite a young man. Well, we may have witnessed the first battle in the hipster drinking wars.
Oh, my God. What?
A man was staying at an Airbnb in Brooklyn on Friday. And it happened to be right across the street from a popular craft brewery called Other Half Brewing Company.
Okay.
It's so popular.
How popular is it?
People line up around the block to get its limited edition brew releases. And they were having one of those special events on Saturday morning. So there was a big line outside on Friday night. Well, apparently the guy who was staying across the street is not a big craft beer fan.
It's too bad.
So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He began taunting the people in line waiting for beer as he aggressively drank White Claw in front of them to show he preferred that to craft beer.
Wanted everybody there in line to know that.
Well, there were a lot more people in line than there were of him, so they began taunting him back. He did not appreciate this. He was the one doing the taunting.
Yeah.
And to prove his point, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He threw his White Claw at them, then went back to his Airbnb and retrieved his gun.
Oh, geez.
Now, it's just for show. Come on, people.
Just to flash it?
Yeah, you didn't think he was going to shoot somebody, did you? Oh. Now, he didn't shoot anybody, but it's still frowned upon. The craft beer people called the cops, and White Claw got arrested.
Yeah, good. And he deserves it. Are you feeling good? What was that? Where's my... Oh.
It sounded like the beginning of an Ozzy concert.
Hold on. Let me figure that out. You'd think...
You'd think.
That this guy would know better than to go around.
Well, that wouldn't have happened if Joe Burrow was running the show.
What is it with Joe Burrow and... Look.
Or Tua, if we can't get
Tua,
Burrow.
Right.
Either one of them, I think, would have kept that from happening.
You're talking about the Dolphins, right?
Huh? No, I'm talking about our show. I can't think of two better young men to take over the...
They don't want to take over!
We can offer them a living wage.
Really? Later, Rob.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 10th.
Double M, double X.
Rob said he'd be fine with it. He'd be a mentor and a backup.
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
Rob's not a jerk. He's not going to get in the way of their success. He's going to show them what he knows about our business to get them started out right. And then we'll, once they're good enough, we'll cut him.
Yeah, the way it is in the real world. We'll take a break. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'm telling you, ratings through the roof. Stan and Haney, and I'd like to introduce you to our new producer, Heisman Trophy winner, Joe Burrow, everybody. Sorry, Rob.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob's show going to come in at 6 o'clock.
Look, Rob, all I'm saying is if the San Diego Chargers can fire Philip Rivers, you know, I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Jeez. Oh, by the way, the engineer never came to pick up his food.
It'll still be here tomorrow.
I don't know. Unless, Rob, you hungry? Yeah, why don't you see what Richard's got in the bag?
I don't trust anything Richard's had.
Is he that desperate?
No, I don't know. You want
to he makes a living wage.
Well, what'd your girlfriend make you tonight?
I got a sandwich and a banana.
Okay.
What kind of sandwich?
I think turkey.
All right. Oh, why not? I had a turkey sandwich today.
Any condiments?
Well, I get lettuce.
No, I mean, like, you get mayo
or
mustard?
Oh, no, don't be crazy. She hates mayonnaise. We're not allowed to have it in the house.
What? So
I know.
You got a dry turkey sandwich?
Dry turkey sandwich with lettuce.
Oh, God.
You got to ask.
There's no
something.
Way to live.
She offered avocado on there, and I went, get away.
Why don't you try throwing, like, a little vinegar on there or something? Or, you know, a little...
Vinegar?
Yeah.
On a turkey sandwich?
Oil and vinegar makes it taste real good.
Oh, okay.
Little
Italian, so you're throwing, like, sub style.
Yeah, a little Italian seasoning on there.
Believe it or not, we don't have that here in the break room.
Oh, Christ.
You know what I had last night?
What?
I had frozen crab cakes with a remoulade sauce. And
how'd they go down?
They didn't. At least it was still dark out when I began to choke. Damn it, where's my Z? I need my Z.
One thing on the board. Fort Myers, it's a crash. Skyport Avenue and Daniels Parkway right by the
Maybe
Speedway.
Maybe I shouldn't have eaten all six.
let's laugh a little bit here, huh?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was on a flight going from Los Angeles to New York City, and 2.5 hours into the flight, the engine blew up. And the plane started careening towards the earth, and people were flipped out. It was like, like drinks were flying through the air. And I said to myself, stay calm. That's how you survive something like this. And I looked, and I saw two flight attendants who were looking out the window. They turned around, and they were sobbing. They were like, they're holding each other's hands going, I always thought you were professional, Karen. And as the plane was careening towards the earth, the pilot got on. The pilot goes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason to be alarmed. We're going to land in Cleveland in 2 to 2.5 minutes. I don't want a pilot that's gone to his calm place, you know, his happy zone. Like, I'm a little boy. It's Christmas morning. Mother loves me. It would have been more comforting if the pilot was like, holy, did you guys feel that? Do not look out the right side of the plane, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Keep your trays down if you want. It really doesn't matter. Go ahead and smoke. Seriously, smoke them up. Kiss a stranger. Yeah.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
I need to talk to Rob. I'm going to go ahead and... pull the trigger because,
yeah,
Stan, if you want to win, you've got to be bold about it.
Yeah.
Rob?
Yes.
First of all, I want to say you've been doing an outstanding job.
Well, thank
you. Stan and I, as an organization, you've done everything that we ask you to do, son.
Well, thank you.
What would be your thoughts on being a mentor? And I'm just going to have to come out and say it. I hope nobody else finds out. Joe Burrow.
LSU guy?
Yeah, I think he's got an outstanding future. And quite frankly, I think you'd agree with me, he'd be an upgrade at the producer slot. I am going to be in talks with the Burrow family. And if we... for some reason, can't put together a package that would work for Joe financially, how would you feel about being a mentor slash backup to Tua?
I would be honored.
See, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Now, none of this may happen because, you know, there's we got a lot of competition. Obviously, the Bengals are interested in him. You got multiple NFL teams interested in this guy. And I'm thinking... if we present Burrow with the same living wage that we present to Rob,
right.
I think he's going to have some decisions to make.
Yeah, some tough decisions for him and the whole Burrow family.
Because I've heard that maybe he's not in love with Cincinnati.
You don't
Why
say.
Why not think outside the box? You know, we've got the weather. We've got the income tax. Why would you want to go out there and take the risk of damaging the old golden goose? You don't want to hurt that arm.
No.
You come in here, You answer phones for us. Be a dream come true for a lot of young men.
Yeah. Think about it.
I think we got a shot. Toodle. And as long as Rob's good with it, as long as we can keep Rob in our back pocket here in case everything falls to hell. You don't want to make a run at Burrow?
Look, you made your point. Oh, we could use some laughter. I'm telling you, laughter. There we go. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Huh. I wonder what Joe Burrow likes to eat.
Chicken.
Ah. Probably. Well, the Oscars aired last night on ABC.
Sure did.
And if you're like most sane people, you completely ignored it.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
They didn't even have Baby Yoda there.
No, they didn't.
You've already watched the 10,000 other movie award shows that have aired in the past 2 months.
Yeah. Isn't it funny?
Hey, I don't care what your opinion is.
You really do?
Oh, you are ponderous. You're a one-trick pony.
Yep, that's all you are.
You're a dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Right.
You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
You're a dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And you see what he did? He waited to pull that out until I brought up Burrow.
Yeah. Lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
For those of you who are wondering, yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That is not altered. 10 reasons you didn't watch the Oscars.
Yes.
May come as a surprise, but you're not all that interested in watching people thank their agents. You are personally boycotting the Academy until they recognize more people of Viking descent.
Hear, hear.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Hey, what situation
you're having.
Hey. You are nothing but a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
Thank you, Joe. You think it's degrading when they refer to women as little.
Yes.
Hey!
Jeez.
Nancy Pelosi ripped up your TV.
It does, Billy.
And finally,
yes.
The very top reason you didn't watch the Oscars.
Yes.
Right. And miss the return of the XFL? Are you insane?
Come on, man.
But a lion
dog face.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier.
And that, my friend.
4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
Nothing but a lion dog face pony soldier.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier.
I'm
you said
right
you were, but you're.
I'm honest.
Now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
What the hell?
What is going on?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.